Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
What will play well in front of a jury in the upcoming Brian Koberger trial? We don't have a date for the trial yet. We don't know when exactly or where, for that matter, it will be taking place officially. But in the pretrial motions, there's a lot that has come out, including IgG evidence. This is evidence that the police used to generate leads, but did not use it to obtain any sort of warrants. A DNA sample on the knife sheath that was found at the crime scene allegedly matched Koberger's cheek swab. It's a lot of science, a lot of information that a lot of people need to take it in. Even those of us who talk about this stuff on a daily basis, it can be very confusing to understand what all of this means. Here to discuss just that and exactly what resonates with potential jurors, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. IgG evidence, one of those things that they needed to get over to the defense and part of their discovery. But at the end of the day, probably not going to be a real game changer in any sense of the means for this upcoming trial. But let's talk about what are some of the things when it comes to a trial like this that jurors are going to be looking for to determine innocence or guilt.
It's such an unpredictable process because jurors in different locations are remarkably different sometimes. And this is one of the reasons that change of venues are so often sought, because, you know, attorneys know that it's you're going to get a different jury pool in a different location. So it's really hard to say. I think there are people that tend to understand science, that are fascinated by it, and would probably completely go for it. But so much of, I think, what happens with juries is more on an emotional level. Mm-hmm. If the defendant is likable, if there's a plausible story that seems legitimate, I think they go on those emotional decisions more than they realize that they do, because all this stuff happens unconsciously. So who knows?
Even more so than the science, you would say. Maybe that also depends on location. Speak to that a little bit, where you're talking about one location can be more like this, one location can be more like that. What do you mean by that?
I know that in the O.J. Simpson trial, location was really something that they paid very close attention to, because they wanted to be in an area where people were of color and lower income and were more apt to see him as an icon versus an area that was very white and very conservative.
Okay.
And so that was a pretty open game that they played, and they got the outcome that they wanted. The people were fans of OJ, you know, and had a very easy time believing that it was a racist setup. And if that trial had happened in Idaho, you would have had a very different jury.
That's, yeah, very true. For something like this with Brian Koberger, obviously, we're assuming it will take place in Moscow, Idaho, but that could still be, you know, up in the air. We're not anywhere near the beginning of this trial. What would be an ideal setting if you were Brian Koberger? Where would you want this to be taking place?
If Moscow, Idaho is not heavily populated by people who are interested in science, which is a reasonable guess. Mm-hmm. It's a, you know, small area, kind of isolated. It seems like that could possibly be a good situation for him. Now, I would also think that being in a different location where people had not experienced the trauma that everybody in that community experienced from these awful murders, that could be a benefit to him too. So a change of venue could probably benefit him.
Being in a smaller community and having something like this, I mean, you almost think, for lack of a better term, kind of the villagers with the pitchforks, you know, ready to get whoever the police put up there and investigators say, this is our guy, regardless, they're probably going to go after him. There is a mountain of evidence against Koberger, though, quite a bit. We'll talk about that in just a few seconds. Despite that mountain of evidence, being likable, being personable, two things that we really haven't seen a whole lot of from Koberger. I mean, in terms of looks, a lot of people have said he looks like an attractive guy. Does that play in his favor? But then also you have the kind of cold demeanor that we've seen out of him as well. So kind of one half here, kind of one half there. Yeah. What's in his best interest going forward in terms of PR? Because that's kind of half of it. Yeah. In terms of his image that he needs to present to potential jurors.
It's huge. It's huge. And they did, we noticed in his more recent court appearances, he had a great haircut. He was dressed very nicely and he presented well in that way. But he has a, as you say, a very cold demeanor. He smirks at times that seem inappropriate. He's presents as odd and certainly not very warm and likable. And that has a big impact, has an impact on people who get jobs. You know, we know that those unconscious things people are noticing, even though they're not able to articulate it. We all know people that we feel are warm and we feel comfortable with them versus people that are just standoffish and, you know, we're just not comfortable with them. And so I think that has a lot to do with what will happen here. And I don't think he has the capacity to come off as a real normal person. I think he always seems to come off as cold, detached, and odd.
How does one present as not the cold, detached, and odd, especially in a situation where you're not really able to speak? He's not speaking very much other than a yes or a no. I'm sure they don't really want him to speak much. How does someone like that convey those sort of properties in oneself, you know, if they're not necessarily innate of them to begin with?
Yeah, so much of it is body language and facial expressions. And again, these are things that we see when we're not aware of. You know, do they look upset when terrible things are said about them? You know, are they demonstrating distress at the right moments? Or is it just like, I'm a robot here? Mm-hmm. You know, smiling at the wrong time. You know, he does things that at times make him look like I'm just so confident and in control. And people read that. We all sense it. And it doesn't come off well for this situation.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on Spin Quest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to spinquest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.